Do not be afraid. Those words appear 4 times during the Christmas story. Basically, it's every time an angel appears, isn't it? Do not be afraid. You know, there's kind of a bit of common sense behind that. It tells you something about what angels may look like. They're important, isn't it? Do not be afraid. It's something which, as we approach the Christmas story and the Christmas, sometimes perhaps we do have that fear and trepidation about it for different points of view. But at the heart of the story of Christmas is an appeal from God to us to not be afraid of him and be welcomed by him and be ready to welcome him. When the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. When the time was right, it happened in history. It happened perfectly and intentionally planned by God. It was the culmination of everything that happens in our Old Testament, the whole build-up of the story of God, of God's revelation to us, promised through the prophets, promised through the law, promised in the past. Advent, we've been thinking about it over the past few weeks. That period of waiting, that period of expectation was over. Came to an end at a point when God came, when Jesus came. God sent his son. The Bible makes it totally clear that the baby lying in the manger there is the Son of God. Long ago, the writer to the Hebrews says, God spoke to the prophets in the past in many ways and through the ancestors, through the Old Testament. Now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. And he is God's good news. Jesus is God's good news, or God's Noel to the world, to use another Christmas term, the French term for good news, or shortening of it. God's message to the world. The Bible also makes it totally clear that that baby lying in the manger was the son of Mary. And that he grew up and lived under the law, as that expression there says, under the law, or more simply, he grew up just like you and me as a human person, as a human being. He therefore knows exactly what it's like to live like us. He knows what it's like to grow up, to fear the same emotions and fears and joys and difficulties that we do. And so as the Bible tells us, he can help us. He can help us whenever we need him and whenever we go through tough times or difficult times. More than that, though, he lived under the law and he lived a perfect life. He lived perfectly. He lived fully obedient to God because he was God as well as man. And so, he's able to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law. Buy freedom. Now God has shown a way that we can be made right with him. The story of Christmas is good, but we always go to Easter in our story. We've done it in our songs this morning already, haven't we? God has shown us a way to be made right with him. We're made right by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. You see, at the heart of the message of Christmas, at the heart of Christmas is God coming to us and saying, peace on earth. Don't be afraid. Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. It's all about his grace, ultimately. All about God purposefully reaching out to us and saying, I want you back. And that last line, the last part of that verse, so that he could adopt us as his very own children, so that he could bring us back into his family, back to where he wants us, close to himself. It's all about God's grace. It's all about him acting for us. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and I've delved back into what I spoke about when I spoke about grace within the context of the Reformation series. And we thought that then about 3 ways in which we respond to God's grace. We respond to Christmas. We respond to the baby. We come humbly. We don't deserve this gift, this great gift that God has given us. There's nothing that we've done to deserve it. We just simply come and we respond in faith. We respond in faith. We accept the undeserved gift that is on offer, and then we live it out. Grace is an inseparable characteristic of God, of Father, of Son, of Holy Spirit. And it must be one of our characteristics too, and one that we show to each other by treating each other with grace, by showing forgiveness to each other, by loving one another in the same way as we've been loved. And I don't know if you remember when I spoke, the last point I made about this was, as we see Christmas and as we feel all the tensions and stresses perhaps around it and in life and things that crash together, we look at that baby, we look at God, we look at Jesus, and we can just, I'll use the same expression I used before, breathe a sigh of relief. Breathe a sigh of relief. Don't be afraid. There's nothing you can do or need to do to be accepted by God. You are good enough as you are to come to God and accept what he is offering to you. There's nothing you can do or can have done that can separate you from God. God's grace can reach into every place that you or I ever imagine and find us there. Equally, God's grace is enough for everything we will face in the year ahead, in the weeks and months ahead, and everything that life may throw at us.